Hey, GWA, it's even more brat here. And since I'm bored today, I decided to take Darkest Trooper's Ultra Sexy Music Questionnaire. Let's choose one. Name top five favorite songs, bands, singers, or albums. I'm really bad with all of these, so I'm gonna go with bands, and I'm just gonna pick the top five that I can think of right now. Which is really kind of tricky. I would have to go right now with Hailstorm because I've been really on a Hailstorm kick lately. Camelot's been getting a lot of play from me. If they count, I want to go with Two Cellos because, yeah. I have a thing for instrumental strings right now. Vitamin String Quartet, I would say, but I think they're kind of more of a collab group, and I don't think they have a strict lineup from what I can tell. So I'm kind of not counting Vitamin String Quartet, even though I have basically everything by them and listen to it a lot because I adore it. I also have an unholy love for Pelliqué, who's a YouTube person, and Peter Hollins, who's also a YouTuber type guy, and Lindsey Stirling. I have a musical thing where I just listen to a lot of music, and sometimes I'll go on a like extreme kick. My last bad one is I listened to Gordon Lightfoot for like a month straight, and if it wasn't Gordon Lightfoot, I really wasn't listening to it, which is a little weird, but that's kind of how I go. The first concert I remember seeing, oh, I don't want to admit to this one, it was George Fox, the country music singer, and he was in near my hometown in like a tiny ass theater, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't even a sold-out show. But my dad took me and my sister to go see George Fox, and we were thrilled. We thought it was fantastic. A song or band that I used to love when I was younger. I don't know about specific song or band, but I used to listen to a lot of country music and a lot of like Christian rock type stuff. Country music was because that was the only radio station that we could get aside from the glorious CBC, and for some reason I didn't listen to CBC that much. Probably because it was mostly talk. I couldn't really get a good bead on Radio 2, and there wasn't a lot of music on Radio 2 anyway. And the Christian rock is because that was the kind of music that I was permitted to purchase, because mainstream music was not really a thing allowed in my house. And I mean, I still don't mind country music, but I definitely don't listen to it nearly as much as I used to. If I could tattoo a line from a song somewhere on my body, I don't even know. I can't think of any music that I would like tattooed, and I'm not sure where I would even put it. Do I play any musical instruments? I don't. I would kind of like to learn how to play piano, just because it seems like it would be a cool thing to know. But yeah, I know I don't have the time or patience. Actually, what I would love to learn how to play the cello. I do not have the time, patience, or money to learn that shit, so it's never gonna happen. Are there certain songs that make you horny without fail? Yes, sort of. Power metal, like I have a lot of power metal, and it always changes or like amplifies my mood. So like if I'm in like a really down mood, and I listen to the right power metal, I can like tweak that. Same goes with if I'm horny at all and I listen to power metal, it's like fuck me now. Yeah. A song that everyone hates but I love. Depends on, does everybody still hate Africa by Toto? 'Cause I love Africa. I can't think of, I don't know, I don't talk to a lot of people about music, so I'm not sure what kind of music everyone hates. Nobody in my class trusts me to pick music for anything because they don't like my style. And a song that everyone loves, but I hate, honestly, any song that everybody loves, if I hear it too much, it just annoys me. I've started liking All About That Bass now because I've seen the Star Wars parody version, which I'm cool with. But any any really popular music, I tend to start deconstructing until it just pisses me off. Whereas, like, my music, because it's my music and nobody else listens to it, I don't have to deconstruct it. And it's probably just as terrible lyrics and probably has the same issues as mainstream music, but I don't deconstruct it at all, so it's still fine. If I starred in any musical of my choice, which character would I want to portray? I would kind of like to be Elfie from Wicked. And I also, if I kind of identify a little bit with Maureen from Rent, except I would just be a little more open about wanting to love everybody. Yeah, that's probably, I don't think I'm quite as much of a diva as Maureen can be. But, oh, if I were an exotic dancer, what would my go-to song to strip to? I discussed this before and I can't remember what my answer was. It would probably be something like fuck off power metal, and my routine would probably be all sorts of bouncing and jumping around and like just in your face raw power sex, because that would be pretty awesome. Or I mean, maybe depending on, I probably could do a nice sensual smooth jazz number, but I can't really think of any specific songs per se that would work. Then again, Mrs. Hyde by Hailstorm would be bitchin' awesome, so maybe we'll just go with that one. Oh, or Love Bites. Actually, let's go with Love Bites or Mrs. Hyde. Both of those would be pretty sweet. If I were to record and release an album, what would be its title? That is a very good question. I would call it something, but I know a band that has already has an album called something, so that would just feel like a cop out. Maybe I would just, oh, I would name it whatever the title track was, 'cause that's just me. Yeah, I can't think of what I would. Then again, if I were to release an album, it would probably be a lot of like sexy noises, so maybe we just call it that. Sexy noises. Is there a famous musician that you want to fuck? Famous, I have an issue with trying to figure out who's famous and who isn't. That said, I definitely have a voice thing, so there are a lot of singers that I would definitely, I just want to have sex with their voice, and not necessarily them, but I just, if I could fuck someone's voice, I would. Like I said, Pelly K, Peter Hollins. Definitely Peter Hollins' voice. I don't want to fuck him because he's married and has a kid who's adorable, but yeah. I would totally have sex with his voice. But I guess Luka Sulic and Stepan Hauser from Two Cellos are pretty famous, and I would totally fuck them. As long as the cellos were there. Yeah, that would be pretty awesome. Otherwise, I can't think of any particular musical artists that I would want to fuck. But yeah, I could definitely fuck a lot of voices. I would be okay with that. Oh, hey, Gone Wild Audio, how you doing? Yeah, that was just for you.